We, the underside, have each lost loved ones to murder. We oppose the state of New Jersey and its Department of Corrections executing anyone, including the killer of our loved ones. We need justice, not more killing. We believe that the incarceration of each killer, as long as it is necessary to protect others in society, is an appropriate punishment. We all agree that taking of any life for any reason other than self-defense is morally wrong. Executions cannot bring back our loved ones or help us heal. Indeed, they interfere with the healing process because the necessary complexity of capital trials and appeals add to the stress of the already difficult justice process. The death penalty prolongs our uninvited, unwanted, and harmful connections to the killer of our loved ones. How can that help us? It cannot. Executions only further violence by creating new victims, including the family of the condemned inmate, prison officials, guards, and others whose job requires participation in a process that ends in the taking of human life. We honor the memory of our loved ones. If, however, the New Jersey Department of Corrections is compelled by law to carry out an execution, each of us considers the proposed rule changes relative to implementation of lethal injection, arbitrary, unjust, immoral, and flawed. In light of the great number of exonerations of condemned persons, which is an important moral and practical reasons for opposition to the death penalty, we each have concerns that the alleged ability to reverse an execution once started is not medically sound. We have each suffered a terrible personal loss and cannot stand by in the face of such indifference to human life. The taking of an innocent life by the state would be devastating for all New Jerseyans, just as the loss of our innocent loved ones so devastates each of us every single day. Furthermore, if we are to kill in the name of all citizens of New Jersey, then the citizenry should have full access to the entire process of this killing from beginning to end, which can be achieved consistent and legitimate security measures. This violent and irreversible act should not be done in secrecy. The state should not try to sanitize killing. Killing is always violent. I have a list of names, not enough time to read them, but all the family members, please stand up.
I would just like to take one moment to comment. There has been a reoccurring theme and question that I have perceived coming forth. The Department of Corrections does not take the position that the lethal injection is